To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Christmas Day at the Vatican, where thousands of people gathered to listen to Pope Francis deliver his annual Urbi et Orbi Christmas message. That's one of a number of Christmas traditions around the world. Another includes burning bonfires atop southern Louisiana's levees. That's a Cajun tradition. On Maui, authorities there are investigating a gruesome discovery on a just-arrived commercial flight, as ABC's Jim Ryan explains.
The United Airlines flight is thought to have originated in Chicago, but may have had a stopover on the way to Hawaii. On the ground at Maui, crews found a dead body in the plane's wheel well. The flight would have reached an altitude of around 34,000 feet, where the temperature in the unpressurized undercarriage plunges to minus 50 degrees.
President-elect Donald Trump on social media said his Justice Department will vigorously pursue the death penalty. This is ABC News.
The Packers clinch a playoff berth. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After a 34-0 win on Monday Night Football, the Packers face the Vikings next. I asked head coach Matt LaFleur on Christmas Eve.
What was your message to the team to get ready for the Vikings, but maybe still have a little time for the holiday?
Yeah, we'll give them a little time tomorrow morning. I said, unfortunately, you know, you'd love to give them the day off. That's just not, I don't think that's possible in this situation. You got a 6-day work week. You're going on the road to Minnesota. We'll allow them to tomorrow morning. They're going to be with their families if they have family in town. But it's the National Football League, and you got to get ready for the next opponent. And if you don't put the work in, you can't expect to get the results that you want to get. I mean, the margins are super thin at this level.
How much Christmas do you get?
I'm sure my boys will get up really early, wake me up, we'll open gifts, and then I'll come right in here. So it's just, I mean, that's what we do.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
From historic title town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers get some time off for Christmas today before returning to work on Thursday to get ready for the Vikings. They're coming off a 34-0 win over the Saints, in which running back Josh Jacobs ran for another touchdown, making it six straight games his doing so.
It's a new feeling. I'm still kind of processing. But man, it's been fun. Everybody keeps telling me to ask me that, like, have you ever done this before? What it feel like? And I just screamed after the game because, man, it feels good, you know, to know that your destiny is in your hands. You know, everything is in front of us, so I'm happy.
It ties Jacobs for the second longest streak in franchise history. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Josh Jacobs has rushed for 1,216 yards and 13 touchdowns so far this season. His impact has been huge. He said he knew this team was special before he even got to Green Bay.
To be honest, I kind of scouted him. I looked around, seeing the pieces that we had. But then, you know, going into the beginning of training camp when we put the pass on for the first time, I seen flashes of a lot of people like playing at a really good level.
Jacobs said this is a great team to win with.
One thing about being young in a young team is it's easier to get guys to buy in. It's easier to get guys to want to do more, and these guys go out their way to do more.
I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more from Title Town tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Cloudy and foggy today with a little bit of frost on roads and surfaces, especially when those temperatures are down around or below freezing. Our high today, 33, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Cloudy tonight, 27. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
98Q Country.
This hour of Christmas music on 98Q Country is brought to you by Forward Investment Services of Park Falls.
CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
Hey there, it's Gabby Barrett, co-hosting with the one and only Fitz. We're celebrating the season with you. This is CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby and Fitz.
Kiddos, I just want to let you know, if you think you've been bad at times this year, there's still a lot of hope, because Santa Claus sent me a message on my Facebook from the North Pole, and he wanted me to share it with you and all the children of the world. And basically, Santa Claus, Miss Claus, the reindeer, all the elves say that children can still get on the good list by doing the following between right now and the end of the new year. All right, so you still got some time. Gabby, you want to share what Santa Claus passed down to us?
Go to bed on time when your mom and dad tell you to. Clean your room. Eat all your vegetables. Brush them teeth. Do a good deed for someone else. And listen to my Christmas album. Santa says he's been reading all your messages on social media and your letters, and he thanks you for them.
And where can our CT40 listeners pick up this amazing Christmas album?
Go stream it on a platform, on the internet, whatever you listen to. Check it out. Tell Me How You Like It. It's called Carols and Candlelight by Gabby Barrett. I hope you love it and enjoy it this holiday season.
Well, how about we play one of your brand new songs from your brand new Christmas album right now? Here's Gabby Barrett, my amazing co-host. Sleigh bells are ringing with Last Christmas.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Once bitten and twice shy, I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, doesn't surprise me. Merry Christmas, I wrapped it up and sent it with a note saying I love you, I meant it. Now I know what a fool I've been, but if you kiss me now, I know you'd fool me again. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from
Gabby, one of my favorite Christmas songs, and you crushed it. That was awesome.
Thank you.
It's on. Welcome back to CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby and Fitz, the 30th edition of this Christmas show. And Gabby, you and I have something in common. We love country music, and we love some of them Christmas cookies.
Oh my gosh. You're like my embarrassing dad, or like you're like an embarrassing uncle, like in a
yes. Oh, that's what all of my nieces and nephews say as well. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I fit right in. I love that.
But if you don't mind, let's go ahead and share a little Christmas cookie poem. That's sort of a tradition that we do here on the countdown every year. Is that cool?
Okay.
There's milk and cookies for Santa, and they look delicious to me. There are four on a plate on the mantle, and if I eat one, there will still be three.
Santa's quite a plump fellow. Looks like he eats well all year through. If I eat one more of those cookies, Santa will still have two.
Those cookies have made my mouth dry, and now I need something to drink. That milk is still quite chilly, and a few gulps will do it, I think.
Those cookies were oh so tasty. I don't think my tummy's quite done. If I only eat one more cookie, Santa surely can get by with just one.
That last cookie looks so lonely, and he must miss his friends and my tummy. I'm not sure that I could resist him. Nope, I can't. He is certainly yummy.
Uh-oh, Santa's treat is all gone now. If I'm caught, I will be in big trouble. I need to run away from the scene of my crime and get back into bed on the double.
Hey, you know, it ain't Christmas without them Christmas cookies. So we're going to play another one by another guy in country music who loves him some Christmas cookies. He goes by the name King George.
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now Christmas cookies are a special treat. The more she bakes, the more I eat. And sometimes I can't get myself to stop. Sometimes she'll wait till I'm asleep, and she'll take the ones that I didn't eat and put those little sprinkly things on top. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now those sprinkly things just make things worse, 'cause it makes them taste better than they did at first, and they're absolutely impossible to resist. Some disappear to who knows where, but I make sure that I get my share, and those kids just stand there waiting for the ones I miss. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. She gets mad if they're all gone before she gets the icing put on. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now there's a benefit to all of this that you might have overlooked or missed. So now let me tell you the best part of it all. Every time she sticks another batch in the oven, there's 15 minutes for some kissing and a hugging. That's why I eat Christmas cookies all year long. Oh, take it away, boys. Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
Originally released way back in 1999 from his Christmas album called A Country Christmas. That's King George, George Strait right there with Christmas Cookies. Now you're checking out Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz, the 30th year of this Christmas tradition. And yes, the holidays are about cookies and, you know, exchanging gifts, but we're coming back with the real reason for the season. And Gabby Barrett's going to share what she's most thankful for this year, coming up. CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz is brought to you by Total Wine. Find what you love and love what you find only at Total Wine and More.
Hey, it's Gabby Barrett for CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz. It's the 30th year of this Christmas special that Bob Kingsley started years ago. May the gifts of peace and joy be yours this holiday season. back to CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby and Fitz.
And Merry Christmas to you, Gabby. And you're doing a great job. You really are. Thank you so much. And in the words of Tiny Tim, a Merry Christmas to us all and God bless everyone. And Gabby Barrett is sitting down with me in the CT40 studios in Texas. We have the hot cocoa. We have the fake fireplace. I mean, we're talking all things Christmas. All right, Gabby, this holiday season, what are you grateful for?
Ooh, I am grateful for family, always healthy kids that are home and barefoot and running around. Certainly thankful for that and for my husband.
That's right. It really is all about family. It really is going to that special place where we could just sit and be ourselves and just catch up with everyone. I'm talking about that little place called home.
Another Christmas day will come and go away. I've got so far to go, but I want to go home. I need to go home. Maybe surrounded by strangers and Christmas lights, I shouldn't feel so alone, but I want to go home. God, I miss you, you know. I can close my eyes and see the angel on the tree. A blanket of snow outside, and all my friends and family. And though I know that you're no further than a call away, I need to see your face. A call could never be the same. Another Christmas day will come and go away, and I won't leave you alone. No, I want to go home. Got to go home. Let me go home. I'm just too far from where you are. I wanna go home. Back to you. I need you to believe I'll make it back by Christmas Eve.
Another Christmas day will come and go away, and I won't leave you alone. I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna be surrounded by this cold December night. I feel so alone. I'm gonna go home. Babe, I miss you, you know. Let me go home. I've had my run. Baby, I'm done. I'm coming back home. Let me go home. Tight, 'cause this Christmas I'm home.
Happy holidays, y'all. This is Cody Johnson.
Hi, this is Brad Paisley.
Hi, we're Maddie and Tay.
Hi, this is Maren Morris.
Hey, everybody, it's Eric Church.
Hey, y'all, it's Miranda Lambert. Merry Christmas.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
And I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how
my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
You know, it's true. Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year. It really is. CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby and Fitz.
Couple of country music heavy hitters the past few minutes. You heard Blake Shelton and Michael Bublé ringing in the season with a song called Home. And before that, it was Martina McBride singing us a song originally written by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein in July of 1945 in Hollywood, California, during one of those nasty Hollywood heat waves. That's right. They wrote, "Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow," in July. You're checking out CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz. And you're about to find out what Gabby Barrett really wants for Christmas. Maybe it's cooler weather. Maybe it's a brand new car. Maybe it's a pair of jet skis. But either way, the answer might surprise you. More on that after this. This portion of CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz is brought to you by Total Wine. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
Let's take a moment to chat with Pete from Wheelway in Fifield. All the snow is here, Pete. The car may need a little service work to keep it going. That service department, you guys have been staying busy around here, Pete, right?
Absolutely. It's not too late. We got many, many discounts that you can take advantage of this month. For the home of the $39.95 oil change, make sure you give us a call.
If the car is chugging or sliding a little bit because the tires aren't very good, maybe the alignment's off. That's what you guys do, right? Get that car.
You know what, Joel? I think it's time. Give us a call today and get those discounts off those tires before they're gone next month.
Yeah, they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there, your beautiful facility there in Fifield. What's your number down there, Pete?
762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
From a basic oil change, Pete, which you got a great price on, to major work, you guys can help them out, right?
Hey, when it comes to brakes, tires, alignment, all the mechanics are master certified. They're ready to fix your vehicle.
Wheelway in Fifield, schedule your service appointment today at Wheelway in Fifield, just a couple miles south Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, you've definitely had a busy month. Finding gifts, sending cards, hosting family. Well, now it's time to treat yourself at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Come and find great deals on something just for you. Like 25% off New Year's Party Luxe,
from DKNY, Adriana Papel, and more. So enjoy the week and get yourself the gifts you really wanted before these limited time deals are over at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy and foggy today with a little bit of frost on roads and surfaces, especially when those temperatures are down around or below freezing. Our high today, 33, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Cloudy tonight, 27. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
98Q Country.
Hey, it's Gabby Barrett, co-hosting with Fitz. We are wishing you peace, health, and happiness. Now, kick your feet up and enjoy the sounds of the holiday season as we deck the hits with Gabby and Fitz.
And here's Thomas Rhett. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that chooses the wish of Barney and Ben. Dogs that'll talk and'll go for a walk is the hope for Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, there's a tree in the Grand Hotel and one in the park as well. The sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, and soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. Yeah, sing it there, boy. Ooh. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey. Ooh. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that'll be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas once more. Sure, it's Christmas once more, yeah.
Thomas Rhett, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And what'd you think about that one, Gabby?
I love that song.
I do too. It puts me in that Christmas spirit. All right, Gabby, you've received, you know, so many blessings and so many blessings in 2024. But what does Gabby want for Christmas this year for the holiday season?
I want a really good traveling, like, weekend bag. So our bags just get like beat up from being on tour every year. And, you know, we have to, so the way that we tour, some people just stay out for a really long time.
Right.
But because we have kids and I am mom, we have to come back home, you know, every week. So we normally stay out for like 3 show days and then we'll come back and, you know, repack and do the whole thing and then go back out another 3 days for months.
Wow.
And so your bags just like get beat up from being thrown under the bus or on the bus, and then it's in the house, and then it's, so anyways, I want a really good, like, big, spacious weekender bag or a Dutch oven. I love to cook, and I want a Dutch oven very bad.
What is that? Is it a Birkin bag? Is that what they're called?
A Birkin bag? Oh, that's expensive. That's right? Luxury.
But Shaboozy, right? My baby wants a Birkin.
I'm a simple girl. I'll take a Lunchable and call it a day. I don't need a Birkin.
Well, I'm about to play a country boy who doesn't care about the presents underneath that Christmas tree. There's just one thing he needs, and he's about to tell you about it. All he wants for Christmas is you.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the present underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. And I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I don't need to hang my stocking there upon the fireplace. Santa Claus won't make me happy with the toy on Christmas Day. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you, baby.
Christmas party without a John Party Christmas party. That is P-A-R-D with an I, with the Mariah Carey Christmas classic. All I want for Christmas is you. And I think I should play the official Mariah Carey Christmas button right now. Let me hit play.
All I want for Christmas is you.
Ah, see? All right, one more time. Well, I'm sure that we all have interesting holiday traditions that we all carry on through the years. But coming up on CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby and Fitz, Gabby Barrett is going to be sharing her very own family Christmas traditions. Next.
It's Gabby Barrett. If you listen close, you can hear the bells ringing. Do you hear that? Welcome to CT40's 30th Annual Christmas Show. Back to Deck the Hits with Gabby and Fitz.
I could hear him ringing. I could hear him ringing right now, Gabby. Welcome to our Christmas show. That's right. And we're playing you the songs of the season. Of course, Christmas is a time for traditions. What are some of the favorite holiday traditions that you've created with your family, or maybe that you've continued since your childhood that you've now, you know, started using with your family every year?
So now that my oldest is almost four, we are really starting to try to figure out like what those traditions are for our family. When I was growing up, my family would always do a real tree, and I'm sorry, I'm team fake tree. Allergies are just too bad. It just gets me in the pine needles or whatever all over your floor. No thanks. My kids would eat them, and I'd be cleaning them out of diapers. It would be awful. So, yeah, we're going with fake tree. And so something that I have done like the past 2 years is I like to make sugar cookies from scratch Christmas Eve and then everybody decorate them. That's been really fun.
That.
And then the second thing is a more Christian approach to Elf on the Shelf. So a lot of people do Elf on the Shelf and, you know, it's Elf and Santa. And so we do something that's called Shepherd on the Search. And so it's a shepherd that essentially gets into mischief and like adventure all around your house looking for Jesus on Christmas Day. And so it's a really fun way to keep it a bit more Christian centered rather than Santa, and so we do that in our house and the kids really like it. So those are a few.
Well, I have one you could do for your party, maybe like a Christmas party or something leading up to the new year. If you're serving crackers, right?
Yes.
Feel free to do it. Feel free to do Fitz on a Ritz.
Ooh. Wait, what's the Fitz though? You're not getting on the crackers. What's the Fitz?
It's like a Christmas ornament. It's like my face on a Ritz cracker.
Oh, your face. Fitz oh,
on a Ritz.
Yes.
Yes.
I love it. That's genius. Wow. Did you come up with that?
I did.
Perfect. I can tell. No, I'm kidding.
Well, one tradition that's been going on for 30 years now is this Christmas special. That's right. Bob Kingsley started doing this special 30 years ago. And every single year, he would play this song because it was his favorite Christmas song from one of his favorite artists. And I've been told that when he played this song during the special, he would cry because he just thought it was so beautiful. So we're going to honor Bob right now and the legacy he's left behind by playing you a song that's about the real reason for the season. Here's Martina McBride with O Holy Night.
O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till He appeared. Of our dear Savior's birth.
is CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. If you're not here with me, and when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be your Christmas of white, but I have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Welcome to the Country Top 40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz. And that was Elvis right there from 1957 with Blue Christmas. And before that, it was the beautiful voice of Martina McBride and Bob Kingsley's favorite Christmas song, Oh Holy Night. And since he passed away, I want to continue that tradition of having that song in the Christmas countdown every single year.
Hey, it's Gabby Barrett. What could be better than having hours of classic Christmas songs and Christmas songs by your favorite country stars? CT40 presents Deck the Hits with Gabby and Fitz. It's Gabby hanging out with Fitz. Merry Christmas from all of us to you. This is CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby and Fitz.
That's right, y'all. And welcome back. The holidays are in full swing down here in the original CT40 studios, deep in the heart of Texas. And in Texas during the holidays, this is how we say happy holidays. We say, Merry Christmas, y'all. It's been such a joy having you along for the ride for our Christmas countdown. And we're going to continue that right now with Faith Hill and Where Are You Christmas?
You're listening to Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Make the Yuletide gay.
From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz. A couple minutes ago, you heard Faith Hill and her 2000 hit, originally written by Mariah Carey, called Where Are You Christmas? And then to end it all with one of my favorite Christmas songs and something that I've been ending our Christmas show with for the past several years since I became host. Frank Sinatra's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And there you have it, folks. CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz. The 30th anniversary of this Christmas show that Bob Kingsley started so long ago. And I am honored and privileged to carry on this tradition with you. I want to say thank you to Gabby Barrett, my amazing co-host this year. Gabby, you did a great job. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're welcome to come back and sit in Santa's big seat anytime you want.
That was fun.
We're wishing you hope, peace, love, and a whole bunch of good food this holiday season. And may the gift of prosperity be with you in the new year. I'm going to be right here counting them down with you. And a special shout out to our CT40 Holly Jolly Christmas crew. I definitely want to say what's up to Cody Culberson, the Notorious DEP, Deborah Evans Price, Nick Allen, Drew Brownfield, and Scott Mahalik. Also, a huge thank you to our amazing production company, North Star Audio. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Good night. Thanks. Take care.
And remember, who's better than you?
Nobody!
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark at the Vatican. Christmas means a celebration at the start of Pope Francis's annual Urbi et Orbi message. Others in their messages expressing gratitude. That includes King Charles. He reflected on his ongoing cancer treatment along with the treatment his daughter-in-law Kate received in his Christmas message.
I'm deeply grateful, too, to all those who have offered us their own kind words of sympathy and encouragement.
Tonight is also the first night of Hanukkah, just the fifth time since 1900 that Hanukkah begins on Christmas. President-elect Donald Trump said on social media his Justice Department will vigorously pursue the death penalty after President Biden commuted most federal death sentences. United Airlines confirms to ABC News a body was found in the wheel well of a passenger plane when it landed in Maui from Chicago on Tuesday and that is now investigating. This is ABC News.
Cloudy and foggy today with a little bit of frost on roads and surfaces, especially when those temperatures are down around or below freezing. Our high today, 33 with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Cloudy tonight, 27. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
It looks like someone's making out another Christmas list.
Yes, it's a Christmas miracle.
Best Christmas ever.
Ho, ho, ho.
98Q Country.
We'll be right back.